Earners, what's up? You ever wonder what's around the next corner? What happens if you push just a little further? With Nissan SUVs, you're equipped to take your adventure to unimagined levels. Imagine the possibilities with a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada. Go ahead, find your next big adventure. And while you're out there exploring the unknown, the class-exclusive Google built-in becomes your ultimate co-pilot. No need to fumble with your phone. With Google Assistant, Google Maps, and the Google Play Store integrated into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue, your journey becomes seamless. Ask for directions, stream your adventure playlist, or send messages hands-free, all while keeping your focus on the adventure ahead. This just isn't any drive. It's a journey powered by innovation, where the road less traveled isn't just seen, it's experienced. The 2024 Nissan line aren't just SUVs. They're your gateway to adventure, equipped with the tools you need to explore every corner of the world around you. Nissan, dare to do what others don't. Visit your local Nissan dealer or NissanUSA.com to find out more and take the first step into your next adventure today.
People think, like, when you look at us and we've been able to go to Davos and, you know, the State of the Union and the Vice President's house and the Grammys and the Super Bowl and the NBA All-Star game. And, yeah. And a lot of times what I realized is that people just think it happens by luck. But there's a reason why you see the same people. Like, there's a reason why Fat Joe is every single
week everywhere,
and he's the only one. Right. So it's actually a set formula, at least that my set formula. I've actually taken time. I was going to write an ebook. I put together 7 principles on how to effectively network. Then I expanded it to 10. I put together like a 10 commandments of sorts that I've learned from the time when I actually first started as a financial advisor 16 years ago to now. Everything that I learned over the course of that 16 years, which is not random. And it's not an accident. It's actually a scientific formula that if you follow, you probably have a very good chance of becoming a millionaire if you follow it.
Mm-hmm. What are 3 of the tips I got to ask for the audience?
3 of the tips are, let me look at my notes. Do your research before. Know who you want to meet before you actually get to the point, right?
That's a great point.
That's a great point. Even when I was a financial advisor, how to position a referral. So a lot of times people go about the referral situation. They think, I'm going to ask Ian's my client. Ian, can you give me 3 people that you know? That's the lazy way for a referral. You should already know who you want to be introduced to. How do you do that? And in those days, it was going through LinkedIn. That's how I was taught. Like, you go through somebody's LinkedIn page and then you see Ian is connected with the head of Coca-Cola North America, right? Now I can position the ask a little bit better so I can say, okay, hey, I see you follow John Smith, who's the CEO of Coca-Cola North America. Do you know him? And yeah, you know, it's my kid's godfather. Oh yeah. Do you think that he would be a beneficial person for me to reach out to? Yeah, I can ask. Okay. So here's how I will follow up with that. So when you say, yeah, I can ask, that's not good enough because you're probably not going to ask, right? It's like life is going to happen. So I say, okay, do you mind reaching out to him? And then you say, yeah. You say, okay, well, if you reach out to him, this is how I will want
you. I want you to say it. Yep.
Happens all the time. Even for us, right? People introduce us, they'd be like, yeah, this is Rashad from Earn Your Leisure Podcast. And I'm like, I would actually prefer if you say that we own a media company, da 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 da. So even back then, it was like they would introduce me as somebody that sold life insurance. I knew that would already be a turnoff to people. So I would say, can you introduce me as your financial advisor who helps you with life insurance, financial planning, budgeting, and college savings? Right.
Yeah.
You got to position the ask correctly, but then you still have to go a step further. So then I would say, okay, is it okay? When do you think you'll be able to give him a call? I'll call him on Monday. So I will put in my book to call you on Tuesday. Hey, or text you. Hey, just wanted to follow up. Did you get a chance to talk to, because I'm going to get the number for you, but I don't want to call a referral until you spoke to them, because then it's like a cold call. If you just randomly call somebody, so all of that
warm is way better.
So you call, a person and you ask them if they call. If they didn't call yet, then you give them a friendly reminder, right? So you encourage them. So then when they actually do call, now you're in a position to follow up. So that's just one example. That was like a 5-minute thing of how I'm doing research beforehand, positioning myself to be put in a position to win. It's still no guarantee that you're going to make that person a client, but think about how much more you're in a position to win, as opposed to just saying, hey, Ian, who can I talk to? Right. That's a random way. Like, networking is not random. There's actually a set science to it.
It's very strategic. Yeah.
It's extremely strategic. So that's one of them. It's a whole list.
And really quick, I'll ask both of you for all the context that you have, because you guys mastered this. How many messages are you sending a day to follow up people just to remain top of mind? Like take Megan, for example, A16Z. Like, it's not coincidence that you do a bunch with them, but there's thousands of contacts. How many are you going through, like, on a daily or weekly basis to, like, remain top of mind?
So for me, it's not so much a set at this point. It's not so much a set of, like, the top of mind thing. I do use social media a lot to kind of stay involved in what some people have going on, and I'll send them messages. Congratulations, so you just got a promotion or you just had a kid or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I'm personally staying engaged, unless it's a campaign. Like, if we know that we have to, you know, get this person to do something, then it's like, okay, now this is a top priority to make sure. Other than that, it's real organic. Yeah. You know, as far as that's concerned at this point. So
yeah. I definitely organic, but I'm studying everybody. So if it's a guest, if it's somebody, I want to know your birthday. I know your kid's birthday. I know all that. I remember, like, we do interviews and I'd be like, yo, happy birthday. Like, how you know? I'm like, I've studied you before you even got here. But it's also like when we can add value, right? If there's something that we can add value to help you, then it's easy. That's just going to be a reach out. Hey, I got this person that I think you need to meet. This is great. I heard that you're doing this. Oh, they can help you. And then sometimes it's just that if I haven't heard from somebody in a while, I'll just go through my contacts. Just tap.
Hey, how you doing?
How's everything going? You good? Yo, I love what you're doing. Yeah. Congratulations on everything.
Congratulations. Congratulations
on everything you're doing. And it could be anything. Look, yo, I saw you. Yeah. Shout out to you know, we got people in our neighborhood that are starting businesses and stuff. Yo, I know you. I saw that podcast you started. I've been watching it. Where are you been watching it? I watch everything, man. Keep going. Just don't stop. So when people know that you're paying attention, when you've taken out your time to acknowledge something that they've done, they appreciate it even more. And so that's just become natural. So social media helps with that, because people always want to tell about what they're doing. And so just a quick congratulations. Keep going. Don't stop. Love what you're doing. It goes a long way.
For sure. So I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but you know what I am doing, Ian? I was going to write a book. I was toying with the idea of writing an ebook.
Okay. About this.
I still might, because it's beneficial. And I think it's something that people can actually really, like, learn from. But in the meantime, I'm teaching a masterclass. Keyword masterclass.
Keyword.
Tom Petty. Yeah, zoom in. Yeah, I'm putting my glasses on.
Wait, you got a masterclass going on?
This Saturday, 12 o'clock, EYL University, I'll be teaching my 10-step masterclass on how to network to become a millionaire. It's a change.
And this is, you know, I'm listening to the story because this is not fiction. This is all fact. These are living testimonies. Like, I was the person, I remember when you was like, yo, introduce, like, I want to know three people that we don't know together. And it was like, oh, your principal, let's target her. Go ask her on Monday. Did you ask her on Monday?
Well, these are all
like these things really happened. I'm the person that actually did those things.
These are all trial and error.
That's a fact.
I had to fine tune. Like I said, it's taken me 16 years, but this isn't theory. This is actually real
facts.
Practice. So I'm going to be doing an EYL University masterclass 10-step program on how to network to become a millionaire.
Yeah.
Millionaire. This I love Saturday. It.
There's no coincidence.
What time Saturday?
12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
12 p.m. Eastern.
If you're an earner, sign up.
I don't want them to see my eyes right now, yo.
join EYL. Hey,
it's on.
Okay. But once again,
well played.
Thank you to Representative Lauren Underwood. I really
appreciate you.
and her whole staff. I really do appreciate that so much.
I saw you met some of our alumni too. Market Monday's alumni. Jamal Bowman was there.
Jamal Bowman.
Yeah, sure. Shout out to Jamal.
Shout out to Congressman Jamal Bowman.
Really quick, in a masterclass, will you be able to show like a screenshot of an email or a text that you send so people can use it as a template? I think it'll be a great value add.
Yeah, for sure. Can you remember that?
Got you.
Tell me to do that. I'll put together a slide. Yeah. I'm glad you said that though, Ian, because I did have a template. Cool. Even you know what I used to have? I used to have letters too. I used to have thank you letters. So my referral process,
they help a lot.
Crazy. I used to send letters to referrals. It was a whole thing. So yeah, man, that was it was like going to boot camp, man. You learn a lot during those times.
I was there, man.
Absolutely.
I was there. That's a fact.